You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
All right, so I just got back from the Texas Two-Step. College Station was a unique experience. And if you're a fan of college football, everybody should go do that. People are fairly nice out there. And it's an atmosphere that is hard to top. But I did sample the nightlife. I'm a Miami guy, got to go out, got to see the people, really sample what it's all about.
Did you go to Dixie Chicken?
I did go to Dixie Chicken, and it did not disappoint. On number one, they have the troughs, and you know how I hate the troughs. They have urinal troughs.
This is the first thing you're saying about this place. We're going straight to urinal troughs.
They also have a rattlesnake on proud display. But so they go
live
to
or wait, dead.
Mike, you're talking about urinals before we started this, and I thought you were going to say that it was in the stadium.
No,
that it was an older stadium. And so, wait, there are still establishments in the United States of America where you can only pee into a trough?
Dixie Chicken has the troughs with the ice in it, and I was wondering why there is ice in the troughs. Jess Googled it and found out that it helps with the smell. I couldn't have any evidence of that. From my experience, it smelled pretty, pretty pissy.
Well, you said the whole scent of the place, right? Did you not?
Yeah, College Station generally does smell like manure. There's a lot of mulch around.
Agriculture school, right?
It is not that bad. Once they got that SEC money, they kind of totally redeveloped this one central part of town, and they have a fairly nice hotel out there and a bunch of restaurants that are nice. We're there, and none of which are open.
You're not being very complimentary.
They don't have a poppy steak, just say that.
You sound very elitist right now.
I mean, I'm a city slicker, right? It is different. It is mad different.
And city slicker from Miami.
Yeah,
you sound condescending, Mike.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm from Miami, and it's just a different way of life out there. They have a rattlesnake in their bar.
I think college towns, when you're from that college town, like, you have your places that you're fond of, that you love, and then you bring an outsider to them and they're like, what is this place? Like, it's very specific to what you actually like. For example, the Backer in South Bend, it is like legendary dive bar right off campus. When you graduate Notre Dame, everyone always comes back and they go to the Backer and get drinks. If I was just a random person that walked into that place, I would be like, this is just nothing to me. But it's all specific to what school you went to or what you're a fan of.
Isn't this the appeal, though? When you talk about Texas Stadium being antiseptic and you talk about these places having their own charm, isn't that how minor league football becomes a Saturday King sport? Because we believe in the regional identities of whatever. I'm in this cult and it matters to me. It's a part of who I am. Like, yeah. It's a great thing to sell.
I am generally envious of that. I think Miami, to a degree, the fans kind of lean into it by not showing up. We don't have anything like that. We have a very different type of atmosphere. For example, Miami has 17,000 enrollees. To put that in perspective, FIU, which is a national punchline of a program that beat Miami a couple of years ago, they have 56,000 active students. Yeah, so it's we don't have that. We're in a football stadium in Miami Gardens, and there's actually a lot of stuff about that I really like, because there are certain amenities that you cannot get at Kyle Field. I was third row on the field, and some of the biggest boosters of this program were just sitting in the student section too, because there was one box for seven people in the Miami program. That was it. I think part of that is pretty cool. But there are also some things that college football fans really hold near and dear, like their traditions, like on-campus stadiums. I've heard that so much as banter for Miami. Tell you something, it's not great. They don't have the infrastructure. It takes 4 hours to get an Uber. I ended up having to walk to my hotel that was a mile and a half away because it's impossible to get a ride out there. And granted, it's 107,000 people. That's a lot. Certainly more than I'll ever see at a Miami game at a home stadium. But it's annoying. When Miami plays a game, even if it's a great crowd, I'm in my car and I'm in Kendall in 40 minutes. I can eat my McDonald's, my late night meal, and I can sober
but
up.
But Mike,
that
it's
way,
because
right?
It's only 40,000 people who are there.
No, it's because Miami has an infrastructure too. It's
no, Miami does not have good infrastructure. Well, I will not stand for that. This city in general has terrible infrastructure.
No, city in general, but fine. But Miami
like,
Gardens,
coming out of that stadium, there's like five arteries that go in different directions that you can send people out of.
They're a world class venue that has that infrastructure. It's just it's inconvenient and it's part of the charm, but it's not great. You have a 30-minute walk through the quad to your dorm or whatever. That's awesome. It took me 2.5 hours to leave that game.
Yeah,
and
I
eat
hear
something.
You.
It sucks.
There's pro stadiums where it takes an hour and a half to get out of the parking lot too. But like, I've also been to a lot of college campuses that have stadiums on the campus. And when you leave the game, you don't really give a shit if you're in your car for 45 minutes or an hour or whatever, because like that's part of the experience.
It's sort of
like
the
you
point.
Just go home. It's okay.
No, but the point that I'm making is like there's multiple ways to skin a cat. I understand why they tie their identity up and they think it's awesome, and they have to understand where I'm coming from too, where it's decidedly not awesome for me.
But you didn't grow up around it
right.
either. What she's saying is it's an all day experience.
Well, I mean, I went to the Orange Bowl, and that was annoying as f-. Like going there was laborious. Leaving there was laborious. Like I've had plenty of,
but I've
you don't
enjoyed,
need to conflate shitty with college.
I've enjoyed walking off of campus and taking 90 minutes to get off of campus because it takes a minute because it's part of the communal Saturdays. Like you're bringing a uniquely Miami vantage point to taking your act on the road to a college town when we have not, I've never been one of those.
No.
You want to experience leaving a stadium that will pull your hair out? Try getting out of the Soldier Field parking lot when there's traffic. There is not good infrastructure around that stadium. Like, maybe they just need to add another road out of town for games. Like, I don't think that's an argument for or against an on-campus stadium.
Mike's not wrong, though, that you might not find a four-hour traffic jam charming.
No, what I'm
not saying it's charming, but I don't think that represents like the entirety of on-campus college football stadiums.
What I'm saying is whenever opposing fan bases have a go at Miami for their present circumstances, kind of lean into how awesome this is. It is, in terms of facilities, straight up the nicest facility a college team is playing in. I wish more people would go and enjoy it. The 17,000 active students is a pretty damn good reason as to why not enough people go. But we have it really good down here. It's a charmed existence. Those people, well, I'm actually, in my own way, trying to give credit to the 107,000 people that show up to Kyle Field because it's hard. It's not easy. Granted, it's the only game in town, and you'll make your day work for it. But there, you got to work for it.
But you make
Miami,
you make
all you got to do is pull up to that parking lot. Most of those seats are in the shade. You should be out there supporting this team. Man, I don't want to tell fans how to spend their money, but it costs you like $12 to go to the Southern Miss game. It costs you $12. That's
you're begging
with
for $12.
No, well, if more like people go, it's going to cost like $20.
When
you win those games, like at like Clemson, for example, if you're taking like I forget which route it is out of Clemson, it can be for a night game, it can take forever to get back to like Greenville or wherever, like out of town. But if you win that game, like you're savoring every minute of it. Like right. It's part of the experience and it's fun. You're talking about the game. You're listening to the late game on the radio.
Right.
So
when you get three field goals,
necessarily a con.
When you get three field goals, you don't really want to spend 3 hours in traffic.
Yeah. I wish we would have scored a touchdown, but you keep trying to do that with the field goals. There's reasons why we lost that game. We're not far along. We're building something. And I'm very encouraged by not being embarrassed by my team. As much as you try to make it embarrassing for me, it's not.
I'm not trying to make it embarrassing for you. I'm trying to get you to slalom away from the general fan consumer that you are in the NFL because this is a team you care about.
I was very sad to lose that game. I was bummed. I felt like we had an opportunity to accelerate the timeline a little bit.
My point is that Chris Cody and Billy today, they got on the bandwagon and they spoke for South Florida on how South Florida felt. You are taking a reasonable press conference approach to the aftermath, saying you're taking them one game at a time and you're trusting the process.
Oh, it's not one game. It's a bad week to be a Blue Raider. I'm telling you that right now. You better hang one up on those guys. We'll see by the end of the year. Is this just something that we're reading too much into and Texas A&M ends up firing Jimbo Fisher at the end of the season and that's not any sort of moral victory whatsoever?
They're not good.
Or is it the Washington game of 2000 where you lose on the road and you realize you had to learn how to win that game and then you go on a run?
Mike,
we're not there with the talent.
Did you just compare this to the Dorsey run where they won championships after losing at Washington? No, is that what you compared it to?
What I'm saying is that Washington game was a bit of a turning point and you realize that there was a sea change and the stuff that had been happening to Miami leading up to that point and even in that game was about to change, and I don't know what to make of that because I don't actually think Texas A&M is very good, which hurts my feelings because Miami lost to a team that I don't believe to be good. That offense sucked. That is not a good team. Miami should have won that game despite everything that was working against them in that game at Kyle Field. But it's year one. We don't have receivers. We knew that coming into this game. We knew that coming into this season. They got to get receivers. The quarterback's not trusting the receivers. You get that through off seasons. Unfortunately, there's no fix for it this year. Guys are going to have to step up. They didn't step up in this game. They dropped 7 passes. They didn't make a single contested catch. I don't know what to tell you other than the good news is the problems are very evident.
And if Marshall beats App State, you'll have a transitive loss to Bowling Green too.
Hell yeah. No. Wait, if Marshall beats Appalachian State, that means Marshall is better than Texas. No, I got Appalachian State needs to run the table for the transit property thing for me to work.
You're so close though to having a slogan for the season.
Well, what? Transitive property champs. There is a website, I think a Twitter account that's dedicated to the transitive property that can talk you into like the Buffalo Bulls.
This
being
is Whittingham says correctly. What the hell are we doing? We're just throwing a bunch of teams out there, a bunch of transfer portals.
It's called the Circle of Suck. They do it on Reddit College Football every year.
So there was only one rattlesnake in the bar. Apparently there were 3 rattlesnakes in the bar, but someone got thrown through the plated glass window one day, like a couple of years ago. They caught one of them. The third one escaped. And legend has it that the third rattlesnake is just somewhere around the property of Dixie Chicken. That's your Dixie Chicken history lesson.
You can't get that at Hard Rock Stadium.
You cannot get that rattlesnake. You can probably get a lot of other things at Hard Rock Stadium, though. A lot of things that are almost as invasive and illegal.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.